And watch how we keep this theme going here. The other day, we were cleaning out the fridge here at Marketplace, the New York Bureau, Jeremy. Once a decade, whether it needs it or not, you've seen the fridge.
Yes.
Well, during this hazmat procedure, it was duly noted that the oldest legible sell-by date found was September 2009.
Whoa.
Yeah, uh-huh. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is working on a story about food safety for our weekend show, Marketplace Money. I figured, why not ask her how carefully these sell-by dates are regulated? Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So help me understand. Expiration dates, it's clear. If it says a certain date and it's past it, don't eat it.
Not quite. Unfortunately, it's really complicated. The thing to know is the federal government only requires expiration dates. The only food date it requires is on infant formula. So the rest of the dates you see, use by, sell by, best by, eat by, all of those things, they're regulated at the state level, and they're often established by the food companies.
All right. Do any of those, that long list, do they mean anything?
Well, it kind of depends on the date. Here's Christine Bruhn. She's a food science professor at UC Davis.
It varies depending upon the food product. Sometimes it tells you when the grocery store should be selling the product. Sometimes it tells you the quality of the product and when you should be using it.
So a lot of this is just about common sense about what to eat and what to toss.
So how do you decide? I mean, eat it and maybe preserve some food or spend the money and start all over?
Well, it kind of depends on the food. There are some foods like eggs, which I always wonder about, that are good after the sell-by date that you see on the package. And the USDA says you can actually eat them 3 to 5 weeks after you buy them, even if that sell-by date has passed.
If you crack them open and a chicken comes out, it's too late.
It's too late. Do not eat that. And with dairy, which is something else I wonder about, here's Bruhn again.
If it's something like dairy products, milk and yogurt, these have been pasteurized. They can safely be consumed beyond that sell-by date.
I mean, Adrian, many of us just use the nose test, right?
Yeah. You know, this is actually how I eat, too. I sniff around. I look around. And I talked to some food scientists. They told me there are bacteria that are dangerous out there that actually can grow in your foods and you can't smell them.
So, all right, any reporting this story, did you glean any secret tips for wasting less food and maybe less money?
The best piece of advice, just buy less and there'll be less to spoil.
All right. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you very much.
Thanks.